If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
That's right, ever since they moved the A-team to 3 a.m.
Well, you can't go against Hannibal Lecter. I mean,
I see your A-team and I raise you Airwolf.
Oh, no, I was wrong. Hannibal. Hannibal Lecter's got H or whatever.
Yeah, five Baraka's of fool.
Yeah, it's the other Hannibal. Yeah.
No, man. Airwolf. Remember Airwolf?
No, not cool as A-team.
Helicopter, baby.
Not cool as A-team. Cool van.
We're going to fight.
Cool van.
We're fighting after the show.
You notice? They sit there and shoot machine guns at everybody and nobody ever dies.
They don't even hit anything.
They don't hit
They're like stormtroopers.
Yeah. Stormtroopers.
Yeah.
They're like us after a show.
Yeah, exactly.
Not hit
Oops.
Bleep that.
Yeah. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee, and anything else you can drink. And here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Hardin's Creek, we have their release number one called Jacob's Well. We have the Hardin's Creek release number two, Colonel James B. Beam. And from Bardstown Bourbon Company, we have Discovery.
A lot of whiskeys.
We have Discovery Series number 7, number 8, and number 9. And from Bardstown Bourbon Company, we have Fusion number 7, number 8, number 9. And these are the last ones in those two series because they are now transitioning over to their own 100% their own distillate. So, and that's the Origin series, which we have ready to queue up for another show in the very near future. So let's have Harm tell us all about our SIPs ratings.
Well, thank you, Bob. I'd like the callers to call in and give me an accent to do. Remember when Alan would think thought we were a live radio show?
He still thinks we're a live radio show. Yeah.
All right. So because I'm a good old boy, I'm gonna do it like this. Here are our sip ratings for discussing our whiskeys today. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. Two sips. Nice. But what else you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. That's interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
I can't keep this up.
This is the worst Southern accent I've ever heard. Sounds like somebody from Wisconsin trying to do a Southern accent.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to move it to this then.
No, oh, your mother's going to be so upset with you now.
He's channeling his inner Deliverance.
Four sips. Let us keep this secret to ourselves. Please pour me another.
Well, to be fair, they're from Southern India.
Could you hear my head swivel side to side?
Yeah. Southern India, same thing.
Okay, now. Five sips. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could taste this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
No?
Yes. Yes.
Tell you what, instead of that, could you say, have you tried turning it on and off again?
Okay. If you have a problem with the whiskey, unplug it. Make sure it's plugged in first.
Yeah.
Make sure. Is it plugged
right,
in?
Turning it off.
Turn it on. Turn it off.
Yeah. Is that solve your problem? Have a good day. Thank you for recording technical support from Microsoft.
Cork the bottle, then uncork it.
Yeah. Because it's not a sprinkler.
Yeah. We're all going to hell. All right. Awesome. So,
yeah, thanks.
So let's have Justin. But there's only one at the table that just disappointed his mother, and it's not the three of us. So.
That's right.
My
That's
mother, my father, my grandparents. It's all they're coming after me.
Oh, I'm not talking about the accent. I mean in general. Yeah. So let's have Justin tell us about our whiskeys from Harden's Creek.
Harden's Creek is an ongoing series of annual releases made at the Fred B. No Distillery by No's son Freddie, the master distiller of the Fred B. No Distillery. Each set of releases will showcase the breadth and depth of the James B. Beam Distilling Company's whiskey-making credentials, inclusive of age, blending, mash bill, distillation, barrels, rickhouse locations, and more. The inaugural releases of this series are Jacob's Well and Colonel James B. Beam. So our first whiskey is Harden Creek Jacob's Well Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 54% alcohol by volume, or 108 proof. Jacob's Well is a blend of 16-year-old traditional bourbon and 15-year-old high rye bourbon. This edition pays tribute to the first family distiller Jacob Beam and the well he built in 1795. And I want to find out where this deep well of straight bourbon and rye blend whiskey is, because I'm bringing a straw. The color of this is kind of a light orange on the nose. It was sweet vanilla and caramel with like nice bold oak. On the palate, you get that beautiful oak char married with some fruits, and the finish is not half bad. What did you think, Brent?
That means it was half good too. So yeah, I got the same notes on the nose, on the palate. Yeah, I got a lot of spice on the palate. I got it overwhelming with spice. That oak, the oak tannins and the spice really came through, I guess, because of the ages of the 15 year and the 16 year bourbons, the rye and bourbon. It's very impressive. I mean, they did a good job with the blending of these two. I look forward to what he's going to be doing in the future. This is a good start for him, and I like it. Harm?
Neither of you guys mentioned the fruit. I get red berries and apricot jam on this. I agree with you 100% with the oak spice. It's all there. But sweet vanilla, caramel, then I get those red berries and apricot jam, and then rich, rich spices. And it's beautiful. The oak char is there, just like you said, Justin. The fruit and it's the fruit that shines with this. It's not just all over. It's not over the top char. It's not over the top spice. There's a really good rich fruit inside, and it's got a long sweet finish. I enjoyed it.
There's a little mango chutney in there.
Look, this isn't a Romulan labor camp. I don't have to answer your questions, and I don't give a damn what you think.
I don't have to answer you.
The chutney that's cardamom. There's rich fruit, and that cardamom has come from the mango chutney. I would not call this mango chutney, and
he just did.
I'm offended. I am offended that you think this tastes like mango or anything. The only chutney spice there is the cardamom.
Yeah, there's green cardamom.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, green cardamom in the tip of the nose.
But that was a good call with cardamom. Yeah.
Oh, what a nice fruit. A little bit of oak on the nose and some vanilla.
I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Despite what he said.
Yeah, it's got a lot of stone fruit in it. Brown sugar, kind of slightly charred brown sugar. So, this is a good one. This one's a good one. Now, I mean, you're starting out with 15 to 16-year-old whiskey, so chances are you're going to put probably something pretty good together with that.
Yeah. It'd be hard to screw it up here.
But, well, you know, I mean, I've had plenty of whiskey that old that was nasty.
Well, where are we coming from? We're coming from Beam, right?
Yeah.
We got they've set up their own distillery for Fred, right?
Yeah, for Freddie, yeah.
They got a lot of barrels to choose from.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the thing. The series that they were doing with him, what was it called?
Little Book.
He's Freddie's done some great stuff with that Little Book. I mean, some of the ones that I looked at on paper and I went, oh, I'm going to hate that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, they gave him a lot of leeway, I think, as well.
They let him go pretty much anywhere he went.
What he wanted to do.
The favorite grandson, right?
Yeah. He plays good cornhole, too, by the way.
I don't know what that means.
It sounds like something from prison.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah, it sounds like something from prison. I don't want to go there.
I'm joking. You know, I married into Alabama, so... I know what cornhole is, and oh, my God. Roll Tide, kids. Roll Tide.
We could have got through an episode. We could have got
Yeah, no, we couldn't. Not so long as he's here.
I married into it, man.
And you marry into, how do you marry into inbreeding?
She's blonde and chesty and bare feet. And her, she has me wrapped around her finger.
And her parents are cousins. So okay,
and an uncle,
yeah,
and sister, Alabama.
And nephew, yeah, if you marry your sister, is she still your cousin? I don't know. So we're going to be rating
If you get a divorce, is she still your sister?
No, she's your ex sister in law. So we're going to be rating the Harton's Creek Jacob's Well Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, a well deserved 4 sips.
That's classified. Here.
So we're going to go on to our next one from Harden's Creek, and we'll ask Brent to tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. This is a Harden's Creek Colonel James B. Beam Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 54% ABV, 108 proof. The repeal of Prohibition ushered in a new age of opportunity, and Colonel James B. Beam was quick to seize the moment, setting out to rebuild what had been lost and build it upon further. It took just 120 days for Colonel James B. Beam, also known as Jim Beam, to get Clermont Distillery up and running again. Proof that quality is not necessarily a function of time. In honor of the Colonel's legacy, Colonel James B. Beam was crafted. The limited edition 2-year-old whiskey achieves a depth of flavor usually reserved for more mature bourbons by taking it off the still to lower distillation proof, imparting more flavor from the fermentation process and letting the barrel's characteristics shine through at a younger age. So when I tasted this, the first thing I said was, wow, this is young. And Bob's like, well, did you read the description? I didn't. So that tells you where I went with that, you know.
It's mostly 2-year-old whiskey.
It is. And it's but it's got a lot of good characteristics that we'll talk about in a minute.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing the second whiskey from Harden's Creek, the Colonel James B. Beam Kentucky Straight Bourbon. We're having Brent tell us about that one.
Yeah, so let me get back to this. The color on this is a straw color. It hasn't had the chance really to impart a lot of that oak yet into the bourbon.
It's deeper straw. It's not like really pale.
No, it's not totally pale, but on the nose, I get the corn, vanilla, caramel. It's just your quick and easy notes that you get from a standard bourbon. And on the palate, it's a little bit more. I get some of the oak that comes out, which is surprising me for this young bourbon, but the corn is the overwhelming thing for me on the palate. I get some nuts. It's hard to say if they're not really like walnuts. They're more like peanuts. I've been waiting to say
Enunciate
your penis.
I've been waiting to say that. Vanilla, you get the oak tannins. The finish is rather short. I'm waiting for this to see what happens. If you take the same product and wait a few years and see what happens with it, I think you're really going to be looking into something special.
I disagree with you about the short finish.
You don't really get this this kind of flavor out of something so young. So out of 2 years. So you disagree with me on the
short finish. I think the finish is longer, and I agree with you about the corn notes and the greenness of this whiskey. It tastes, as soon as you smell it, see, like you said, it's young.
Yeah.
It smells green, it smells corny. And then you know what? I come back to it and I approach it and I get lemon curd. There's citrus and there's vanilla. It's not just vanilla and corn. I get a lot of citrus. And on the palate, I got lemon and ginger. And like I said, like you said, it's more complex than you expect from a two-year-old.
Right.
So, and I got to give it I would give it a medium finish. I would love to make a cocktail with this. Justin, what do you think?
I hate to agree with Harm, but I actually do in this case. I think Freddie probably thinks that this bourbon was going to go wrong in a few years, which is why he pulled it now, but it's pretty good for a two-year. What do you think, Bob?
I think it's a very interesting experiment. I mean, they're taking it off. They're going at a lower proof in entry.
Which gives more flavor.
Which is the way they used to do things back in the day of Colonel Beam. You know, I mean, everybody went in at a lower proof. It was 64 when they changed the federal laws to where you could go and end up to a 125. But, you know, there's not a lot of distilleries doing it. Like Michter's is one. I think, what was Michter's going? I think it's like 107. Right. Something like that. You know, there's a lot of distilleries, especially craft distilleries, are experimenting with going in at that lower proof.
I thought you can distill higher, but you go in at 125.
But 125 is the max barrel proof. But right. It used to be, you know, nobody went in at that. That was raised. And that was the bean counters who did it. It was the accountants. Because if you put more ethanol on the barrel, you have more ethanol at the end. So they had more product to sell. But everybody used to go in the low 100s back in the day. So it's an interesting experiment going back in time the way that they, and I'm sure that's probably why they named it after Colonel Beam.
I like what Michter's does. There's nothing wrong with this.
Yeah, so
a couple more years.
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting experiment. Considering its age, I think they got a lot of flavor out of it. So, you know, all in all, I think very interesting, interesting whiskey. And I'm looking forward to, you know, some whatever else they have that comes out in this series. So we're going to be rating the Harden's Creek Colonel James B. Beam Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Well-deserved. Three sips.
Interesting.
So let's have Harm tell us about our next whiskeys from Bardstown Bourbon Company.
I'd like to say thank you, Bob, but, you know, I feel like you should
just be horrible and bitter.
That's so, yeah, you should thank me, Bob. Let me tell you about the Bardstown kids. Bardstown Bourbon Company Discovery Number 7 is 114.5 proof, 57.25% ABV. It is a blend. Now, the Discovery series from Bardstown is designed to showcase the art of blending on an emphasis of old, rare whiskeys sourced from different origins. I think a lot of this is Heaven Hill and probably Dickel. I'm not 100% sure on this. 31% is 12-year-old Kentucky bourbon, 75% corn, 13% rye, 12% malted barley, 25% 12-year-old Kentucky bourbon, 78% corn, 10% rye, 12% malted barley, 21% 12-year-old Canadian whiskey, which is freaky, 100% corn, 15% 7-year-old Indiana rye, 51% rye, 45% corn, 4% malted barley, and 8% Tennessee 17-year-old, 84% corn, 8% rye, 8% malted barley. What an eclectic, weird blend. The color is this orangish copper, really orangey. The nose is sweet corn, vanilla, cherry, and caramel. It is gorgeous. It's on the sweet side. I'm guessing that Canadian whiskey is like too much. 100% corn whiskey from Canada. That stuff comes off the still at 160 proof or higher. That's like vodka. This is where I think it made this light. The palate is medium weight, and it's full of spices. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, the first thing I got on the nose was the corn, but it blew off really quickly, and I got to the vanilla, and then I got some cherry on it as well. But yeah, that corn is just sitting in the glass. It came through, and then it blew right off. So it got rid of that right away, but that may have been the high alcohol content. Yeah,
but look, I lived 10 years of, man, when from the time I was 3 years old to the time I was like 13, I lived in Winnipeg, Canada. I still don't like Canadian whiskey. Maybe because I left the country before I could legally drink.
But
Canadian whiskey, man, that's just too high in proof, and corn and weirdness. And,
what is a winter peg?
Winnipeg.
Yeah, Winnipeg. You said it's, winter peg.
It's winter peg for a reason, dude. Yeah. Minus 40 below, minus 60 with wind chill. Being thrown off the roof of your house so you could dig yourself out the front door.
Welcome to Letterkenny.
Yeah.
Sudbury, Ontario. Yeah.
Yeah. On the palate, though, I got...
They're warm in Ontario. Go ahead.
Surprisingly, I didn't get a lot of that corn on the palate. I got the vanilla, cherry, caramel, the things you expect you're going to get. And I was shocked that there was not a lot of... didn't get the corn. A little bit of oak tannins.
There's good spice, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was very enjoyable. I don't find things that are wrong with it. I just, it's weird is the best way to describe it.
It's interesting, the best way. Weird is denigrating it.
Yeah, the corn's gone. I mean, it was when we first poured it, and about a minute or two later, it was gone.
It blew right off. Yeah. It's just like, it was there, and poof, it's gone.
Yeah.
I think the rise is really coming through.
You can't even get it back if you tried at this point.
I think it was that high, like he said, it was that high octane Canadian going in.
What do you think, Justin?
Remind me of that Savannah candy store where they give away the hot, fresh pralines right off the board, cut you a piece.
Okay, look, I will give you pralines any day, but I don't get the pecans here.
I think it's on the finish.
Really?
Right after you get the
praline hit, I mean, I will go out of my way for fresh finish. For fresh pralines. Yeah. But I don't get enough nuttiness here.
Well, where are they? You said you'd give them to them any day. Where are they? Yeah, none. You got nothing.
I'm diabetic, man. I can't eat pralines.
I don't care. You don't have to eat them. You just have to bring them.
Yeah, we can eat them.
We can eat them.
Mm. Hey. I'll make you some pralines.
Yeah, okay.
Looking forward to that.
No.
Butter, brown sugar pecans, baby. I got you.
Yeah, that corn blew off. There's some nice toasted caramel on there. I mean, on the palate, it's... I mean, it's pretty solid. Dark caramel. A lot of barrel char comes through on this. You know, you get a big bump on the barrel char.
They don't say what kind of barrel they use here at all.
Well, whatever barrels each one of those were in, so who knows? Yeah. I mean, the Canadian was most likely a used barrel, I would guess. But
mostly in neutral.
Yeah, I mean, you get a lot of nice char on it. That gives a little bit of spice and a little bit of a pump at the end. So, yeah, I think this is one of the better discoveries that they've released. I think this one's pretty solid. So we're going to be rating the Bardstown Bourbon Company Discovery Number 7. Well deserved. 3 sips.
Interesting.
So let's move on to our next one from Bardstown. It's the Bardstown Bourbon Company Number 8, 114.1 proof, 57.05% ABV. 66% 12-year-old Kentucky bourbon, which was a 78% corn, 10 and 12. 17% Indiana rye at 51% rye, 45% corn, 4% barley. 11% 12-year Canadian 100% corn. Guessing they got a deal on that.
They must have got a lot of it.
A lot of the Canadian whiskeys people sell generally those 100% rye.
And 6% of this was 6-year Indiana rye, which is a standard 95.5.
Wonder where that came from.
We'd never guess.
I'm guessing Delaware, right? Yeah. Got a nice color to it, you know, nice light bronze.
What's MTV called now?
Ross and Squibb.
Ross and Squibb, there you go.
On the nose, brown sugar and butter. A little bit of pastry note on it. A little bit of sweetness there on the palate. On the palate, it's a little bit tannic. I get some barrel char. burnt sugar. On the back palate, a little bit of oak. It's got a pretty good finish. Finish goes on. All in all, not bad. Not bad at all. What did you think, Brent?
Yeah, on the palate there, I have a burnt brown sugar is what it really is, like what comes to mind with this. The oak tannins, it's very much more of a typical bourbon than the last one that we just tasted.
There's a little more tannin than I would expect for the ages of those whiskeys. You get that when you're 15, 16 and up.
Right, but you got 66% of a 12-year, so that's probably where they got this.
They got some really good extraction of those barrels. I'm guessing those are top-shelf barrels, you know.
Yeah, and that barrel alone may have been too much to have as itself, so they needed to.
Why you blend. Right, you can't, exactly. Some barrels are too tannic because where they are in the warehouse or whatever factors are contributing, so that's why you blend.
Exactly. That's what you want to try to do, is you want to make something that's presentable to people that they're going to want based on what you have. So they worked out. It worked out, and you got something that's, you know, that's probably better than any one of the single bourbons themselves, and that's what you want. A blending of the four is better than each individual. So I think they went in the right direction.
Synchronicity, baby.
Yeah. Justin?
Still stuck in the Savannah candy store. This time I'm getting the dark chocolate turtle.
Are you taking LSD while we do the show?
No.
No, before. If you take it now, it'll hit after show's over. So that's just a waste of a good time.
Correct, correct. Yeah. It's dark chocolate, caramel,
Justin's
pecans,
in Savannah.
And yeah, I mean, you know, I may leave the candy store, but not for this expression. It's just a different sweet.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in this one. You guys are all talking it up. I found it smelled.
I like
hot.
The milk chocolate turtle personally, but this is the dark chocolate turtle. Well,
your mom's disappointed in you, but she hasn't gotten rid of you, so you know.
I don't know where to go from that.
Yeah,
this smells hot. It tastes as hot. I don't know. I actually like the next one better, and it's I don't know.
We'll get to that one though.
Not as much brown sugar. Okay. What do you think, Bob?
That's it.
Yep,
I'm the one that started it. Okay.
He doesn't remember that far back.
Yeah, I know. It's hard for him. Yeah, it's all that acid.
The acid's hitting now.
Yeah. So what did you think about it, big, giant, 9-foot talking dog?
Yeah.
Why is the ceiling dripping?
Yeah, okay. You remember those trucks that said ABF on the back? Those semis? I was 16 years old. I'd spent 24 hours awake driving my cousins back from Orlando, and I'm the one driving, and I saw this 18-wheeler in front of me. It says ABF, and in my head it goes ARF, so it's ARF ARF. So that the 18-wheeler in front of me turned into a 9-foot or 18-foot tall Doberman barking at me. At this point I knew to pull over and sleep for 3 hours.
You're not supposed to drive when you're doing acid. I'm
12,
just, yeah.
Well, he said 12 hours from Orlando to here. That was the
first sign of intoxication.
I've been up for 24 hours. And I took my cousins
to drive
India.
12 hours from Orlando.
I can get to Orlando from South Florida in less than 12 hours on a moped. I'm just saying. Okay.
I was a dumb kid.
Well, we're going to be rating the Bardstown Bourbon Company Discovery Number 8, a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
Arf, arf.
So we're going to go to Justin for our last one of the Discovery series.
Okay. So now we're going to be talking about Bardstown Bourbon Discovery Number 7.
Number 9.
Number 9.
Number 9. Number nine.
So that number one is 96.
There's no Beatles fans here?
Proof.
God, you guys.
No wonder
you
were stuck in the candy store. He was a whole page behind.
Yeah. Yes, I was. And 48.
In case you guys can't tell, this is the second show we're recording today.
Right.
The first show was an acid show. Yeah.
This is 48.4% alcohol by volume. It's 48% 4-year-old Bardstown Bourbon Company. 75% corn, 21% rye, and 4% malted barley. It's 22% 4-year Bardstown Bourbon Company, which is 60% corn, 26% rye, 10% wheat, and 4% malted barley. And then 30% 12 years.
What are you reading?
Yeah, what are you reading?
You're on the right page.
He's reading the discovery. He's reading the next expression.
Discovery.